Visits to Ireland for the purpose of walking a pilgrim path are increasing. That's according to John G. O'Dwyer, who has written several guidebooks based on Ireland's pilgrim walks. One such path is the Tóchar Fhorraic from Ballintubber Abbey in County Mayo to the top of Croagh-Patrick. A heritage centre is to be built at the 800-year-old abbey to enhance the experience for visitors and pilgrims. Carol Coleman went along to find out more.
Right, so we're just starting the Tóchar Fhorraic.
We are indeed. And of course, there's a huge connection with the past. And we can see there stones popping up out of the grass. And those are the ancient stones of the old chariot road that are ran here to Croagh Fhorraic, which is, of course, the modern Croagh-Patrick. And this would have been a pagan trail, and that would have been a mountain of pagan worship.
It's a 35-kilometre trek from Ballintubber Abbey to the top of Croagh-Patrick. And according to pilgrim journey expert John G. O'Dwyer's latest guidebook, it's older than the Spanish Camino.
We're going back first to early Christian times. We're going back as well as that to pre-Christian times. We don't know how far back that goes, but these trails are at least 2,000 years old. The Camino is only a little bit over 1,000. So we're walking there. We're walking into history because we are on exactly the self-same stones.
And there they are, right under our feet.
Yeah, absolutely. The feeling, you know, almost of visceral feeling, history coming up through your body, coming through your feet.
40 years ago, Ballintubber Abbey's Father Frank Fahey oversaw the upgrading of the path. Still here today, he advises pilgrims to light a candle before walking and to offer up those sore feet.
The pilgrimage is always associated with the penance. So the penance they have to do is that during the day, during the course of the day, walking the 22 miles, there's to be no complaining. For the things that you complain about, you say, thanks be to God. And that changes the whole nature of the pilgrimage.
This was the chariot road that was replaced over here.
With €5 million of rural regeneration money, this 800-year-old abbey will add a cultural and heritage centre.
So it's going to be a three-storey centre. The ground floor will be depicting the 800 years of the abbey and all that has happened in the stories and folklore associated with the abbey. The second floor will be strictly dedicated to the Tóchar Fhorraic and pilgrimage walks. And the third story then is the journey through mankind.
Abbey manager Sue Ellen McKenna organises walks on the Tóchar or Patrick's Causeway.
And you start over here and you can see Croagh-Patrick in the background. You come across every kind of terrain and nature and animal along the route.
So 35 kilometres ending with the reek. I'll need to consult John G. O'Dwyer on strategy.
Yeah, well, it's not quite the amount of preparation if you're thinking of running a marathon, but you do need to be reasonably fit. If you want to do it and you want to smell the flowers and hear the sheep, I would suggest you walk from here to Ochagour, the abbey there. It's halfway along the way, and the following day or another day, you do the walk onto Croagh-Patrick.
O'Dwyer sees a rise in overseas visitors who want to walk a path for one day or do the six-day St. Declan's Way.
You have St. Finbar's Pilgrim Path in Cork, Connaught-na-Dobber in Kerry, Cossáin in Ave, wonderful out in the Dingle Peninsula.
Whether pilgrim journeys are for challenge or faith, O'Dwyer says the rewards are many.
Suddenly when you come out on these paths, you put one foot in the other, life becomes a lot simpler, I think. It's that simplification and mindfulness that people are searching in the 21st century.
And that was John G. O'Dwyer, ending that report from Carol Coleman.